They want some money to go to this place to put their quarters and dollars in them old juking machines, them old pianos. Make a noise, I can't stand them. People think I'm crazy, some leave me. Do it out of here, maybe I am. I know they like them, this stuff.
I'd like to get an idea of what the house that you grew up in looked like. Did you move around a lot?
I wish I had a picture of that that Danny Redfield's got. He's Captain Carl's youngest boy and married. Had been married long. He wanted to. He bought some property out there. He finally got a hold of the old dwelling. See, the government, so they discontinued that old lighthouse. The old beacon light that was on the bluff is still there. But the big dwelling that we lived in downstairs, and the white was up on top of it, way up yonder. They sold it and done away with that. And the light sold and all. And Danny, he bought that old business. Bought and sold and swapped around, but Danny owned it now and bought it. And he wanted a picture of it, and I had one here, and I give it to him. I wish I had. And but he's going to give it back to me sometime. Hard for me to tell you how it was built in the honest sea.
We had rooms were there?
Well, that's what I'm fixing to tell you about the room. We had a big kitchen. We had wood stoves in them people. Had plenty of kerosene, the government plenty of kerosene. We had a living room, had three bedrooms, was what we had, three bedrooms.
Could you put out a sketch of it, somebody, just to give me just an idea of where the rooms were?
Well, yeah, I hate to tell you, but I sure couldn't deceive you. If I sometime, if I was rested 2 or 3 days and sit down and just figure that thing out, I could go with you.
Well,
I was fixing when you rung that doorbell, see, and I just put my sleeping pajamas on and was fixing to lay down.
Well, but
I love to talk to people. That's all right. That's everything. That's what I learned. You learn things by mingling with people when they're trying to do something good. You learn something good, they don't learn anything. You know you don't brag. And people said, all right, I understand that you're not. But all the rest of the years I was raised with them, they used to come to the lighthouse when Pop was running. All of them like them, I love them. And I think it's pretty good to know that you got a lot of friends and that people love you. You know, sometimes a man will run for an office and he gets defeated. Maybe he's the best man. But he's defeated, but he's still proud of the vote that he got because the good people voted for him.
Talk about the basement in the house. Did you have a fireplace in your house?
Let me see. Now, the old lighthouse, I don't believe we did.
Mm-hmm.
We had the heaters. Had wood stoves and metal heaters. Big wood heaters that you... We had plenty of wood, and wood them days just well, you throw that outside of your fence yard anyway, just get all the wood you want.
Did you ever live in
the
house with a fireplace?
Well, most of our many, after Papa retired, most of them had fireplaces in them. We lived in several different houses before we built this one. 1935. Papa retired from the lighthouse in 1928.
And you and your brothers built this house here?
Yes, ma'am. We built this home in 1935.
What are the rooms that you have in this house?
They have three bedrooms on that side, 6-foot hallway through there. I plan on this one on doing quite a bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
On that last one, I painted all my walls. I painted the whole thing inside except